Something else.
The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness.
Man, I thought for sure he was going to be talking about the NBA's in-season tournament there. It's time for us to talk basketball. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hey there. You ready to let's go crazy?
Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Big tournament night tonight. Big tournament night Friday night. Yeah, man, in-season tournament madness.
First place in the Eastern group, right?
Whew. Yeah, man. it's kind of wild. It's fun to kind of figure this out as we go along. People are upset about the courts. I get it. I know some people are upset about the tournament itself. I don't know how you can be. It's just regular season games.
Right.
You know, standings attached to them somehow. So, yeah, you know, it's fun. The court was interesting. Some of the courts are, you know, going to make your eyes bleed. No doubt about that. But, hey, you try something. If it doesn't work, you don't do it again.
I love seeing the reaction of people as, boy, doesn't this happen a lot in America, who didn't read the whole story and all of a sudden were convinced that the parquet floor was gone forever.
God, I hope that's not. I guess that happens, right? It's true. The people don't read the whole story. We live in an age where people love to react to headlines. And, you know, headlines have to be catchy somehow. They don't tell the whole story. That's why they are not the story. So, yeah, that court is obviously temporary. These courts are temporary. And the commissioner, even last night on the broadcast, said, yeah, well, we might have to tweak a few of them here or there. It's a work in progress. I don't blame the NBA for trying to market something new. Whenever you have something new that happens, there's a marketing push. You try things, and this is going to take a few years to actually get any sort of traction, and we'll see. If it never gets traction, then they scrap it. If it does, it could be a fun thing moving forward.
Yeah, look, I like the idea of them trying something new, and I find it seems to be not a direct correlation, but the younger the basketball fans I talk with, the more excited they are about it.
Because they don't have a lifetime of the NBA being a certain way. And a lot of younger people are fans of soccer. There's a growing kind of movement for, you know, the international sports and soccer in particular. So, you know, you got a lot of Premier League on American television. And if you follow those things, then, yeah, this is kind of part of it. Like Kristaps Porzingis was talking about it. He said, yeah, this kind of makes sense because this is how sports have been when I was growing up. So he thinks nothing of it. Over here, it's the end of the world for some people, and they just don't try anything new. Again, the only difference, aside from the courts, is there will be two regular season games played in Las Vegas for a few teams. And everyone else is playing just regular season games, and that's kind of the net effect.
Absolutely.
Well, get the trophy.
Well, last night, an interesting game for the Celtics in a whole lot of ways. First of all, a terrific performance from Jason Tatum, getting half or nearly half his points in a very big fourth quarter.
Yeah, nice closing stretch there for Tatum. Started out 0 for 6 from 3, and you know that's about the time where people start screaming, stop shooting. And then he goes 5 for his next 6, and is you know, closing the Knicks out and putting them to bed. But not just that, attacking the rim, getting to the rim in a way that is kind of more fluid than we've seen. He's getting a lot more dunks just because he's able to avoid the contact. He's not doing the gliding past 2-3 guys thing anymore. He's going right to the front of the rim. And with so much talent around him on the floor stays spaced longer. And I think, you know, as much as I loved Marcus Smart, as much as I love Robert Williams, it did kind of create obstacles for Tatum. And with the floor space the way it is now, Tatum does get a little bit more freedom to get to the rim because a guy like Porzingis or a guy like Jrue Holiday is going to hold his corner a little bit better. And we talk about it all the time, the quote-unquote game of inches. If a guy can help over 2 more inches, then he's getting into Tatum's way versus swiping at him and not really impacting Tatum's drive. So a lot of that stuff is playing into Tatum playing at an absolute MVP level.
Well, and I thought a real crucial part of the game was, I think, about 8 minutes left when he got fouled by Josh Hart and turned it into a four-point play.
Yeah, that's one of those he was joking after the game. We were saying, like, you know, I missed all the easy ones and I hit the hardest one of the night. But that's the superstar, right? Like, there are shots that he takes that people will say, ooh, I wouldn't take that shot. But he's the superstar. You have to live with him taking those shots because he's going to make those shots a lot of times. And that performance, you know, that four-point play, crucial in getting that win. And the Knicks are a tough team. The Knicks, you know, even though they didn't have R.J. Barrett, they're going to fight. They're going to fight to the end. So for Tatum to go out there and shake off a bad kind of first half to come in and play the way he did, nice. It's nice to see a superstar kind of doing superstar things.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. He mentioned the Knicks being tough, but you wrote about the toughness the Celtics showed last night, both mental and physical toughness.
Yeah, it's not something that we've seen from them in recent years. They've kind of been, you know, I've written about it. I've said it on my podcast. They've been soft for too long, too many stretches last season and the season before where it's just like, can you guys fight through some adversity here and not cave when you're not shooting well? Especially, they came in and were not shooting well. The first, I want to say, 20 minutes or so of the game, so almost towards the end of the second quarter, not shooting well, the Knicks getting what they wanted, and then Celtics go on a 13-4 run to close the first half and go into the locker room down one. And then it's so huge because that changes the entire momentum of the game. The feeling in the locker room, the Celtics go in there feeling good, the Knicks go in there feeling, you know, bad. They had an 8-point lead, and now, you know, they know that the Celtics are in that locker room celebrating a little bit and feeling good about themselves. Then the second half starts, third quarter, it's a little bit of back and forth, and they do another 12-4 run to close the third quarter, and it's that mental toughness, you know, shake off some of the bad shooting, shake off some of the mistakes that they've made and some of the great plays, the tough plays that New York made, and all of a sudden you go into the fourth and you're right around a double-digit lead, and now the game is there for you to take. And it just, that mentality, it's tough to kind of foster. And like I said, in past seasons, they haven't had it. And maybe it's Holiday, maybe it's just a little bit more confidence, a little bit more maturity. Maybe some of it's Missoula, but they really kind of stuck with that game. And I was really impressed with how they stuck with it and end up pulling away and getting up, like, to a point where, you know, you end up with garbage time. And that's a really impressive win, even though the Knicks were shorthanded. Just impressive that the Celtics didn't play down to that and kind of fought through. Third game in four nights, you know, that's going to be a tough mental grind regardless. That they fought through it is impressive.
Well, and I think we saw that toughness with the defense because it was a consistently strong four-quarter defensive effort.
Yeah, they made some adjustments. They kind of changed how they defended the pick and rolls. They kind of started getting out on some of the shooters. They gave up a few too many easy three-pointers for Quentin Grimes. And once they cut that water off, they started really forcing the Knicks to try to manufacture some looks that could never do. I think we had three or four 24-second violations in the game, which is amazing to see. Mm. You don't normally even see one in a game. To get that many from the Celtics defense was incredibly impressive. They were really locked in and not always perfect, but covering for one another. And that's, again, that's not something you're going to see very often, and it was nice to see them kind of locked down there, especially in the second half.
Well, it'd be good to see that same approach tomorrow night as they get a second chance with the Sixers.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. They're just playing great. Tyrese Maxey is just playing out of his mind. They are showing themselves, at least in the early going, to be the main competition for the Celtics, and that's going to be difficult. You know, the Celtics are going with. You know, Drew Holiday on big, so he's been handling Randall. It's the second time he's been kind of taking Randall, and he's covered Embiid before, he's covered Rudy Gobert before. It's interesting to see, you know, Holiday talking about that. It's like he's surprised by it. But he's going out there and accepting that challenge. It's impressive to see. I'm saying the word impressive a lot because that's what the team has been, you know, at 8-2. That's going to be a big one. And I think you're going to see Missoula coach it as if it was a playoff game. I think you're going to see, especially with Toronto coming up and Memphis coming up, I think you're going to see 40 minutes out of Tatum, 40 minutes out of Brown Wednesday night. You know, kind of get yourself ready for some big minutes, some intense battles out there. I think Missoula is going to really, really want to win that game and kind of send a message that you got us that last time, but, you know, we almost had you. And I think he's going to want to go out there and send a message this time.
I'm just looking forward to the night when they can raise that East Group C banner.
Which should be no bigger than a cocktail napkin. In fact, it should be a cocktail.
That would be perfect. Absolutely. Hey, John, thank you much as always. Have a good week, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. I'll talk to you then. See ya.
You got it. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us here on Downtown.